On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 21, my king 27 grade. Die rand het tot onder die weerstandsvlak van R17 teenoor die dollar versterk. Dit is die eerste keer in 2 jaar. Die geldeenheid se herstel word aangedryf deur 'n kombinasie van 'n swakker Amerikaanse dollar en positiewe plaaslike ontwikkeling. In ander groot nuus vanoggend, die Johannesburgse polisie het 'n moordsaak geopen nadat 'n taxivereniging beampte in Sandton doodgeskiet is. Die voorval het gisteraand plaasgevind, die polisie se woordvoerder Mavela Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased together with another male were at a parking lot in Woodmead when they were approached by 2 males who fired shots at them using automatic rifles. It is suspected that the killing is related to an ongoing fight between taxi associations in Alexandra.
Die Satswane se spanne werk hard om verskeie kragonderbrekings te hanteer. Dis veroorsaak deur die week se geweerde toestande, die metro se woordvoerder Selby Bokaba.
Region 3 incorporates the CBD, Pretoria West and parts of Pretoria East. A total of 5,556 block or single outages were reported throughout the city's 7 regions. More than 4,000 of these outages were reported in Region 3, representing 78% of the total number of single outages.
Adiang President Paul Mashatile het die aanvaarding van die 2025 nasionale begroting onder die regering van nasionale eenheid as 'n groot prestasie vir Suid-Afrika uitgelig. Hy het gister die nasionale raad van provinsies in die parlement toegespreek.
The successful adoption of the 2025 national budget under the government of national unity. This achievement exemplified our determination to prioritize the nation, advancing crucial legislation aimed at fostering inclusive economic growth, creating jobs and alleviating poverty and cost of living. It underscored the effectiveness of collective efforts in addressing significant challenges and igniting meaningful change.
Nog nie sê die buiteland die leier van 'n misdaadgroep wat Israel na bewering ondersteun is in die suidelike deel van Gaza dood. Hy was die leier van die sogenaamde Popular Force. En teen slotte terug op eie bodem, 'n man van Pretoria wat voorheen 'n Guinness wêreldrekord gehou het, streef nou daarna om nog 'n rekord te breek om bewustheid vir kanker te verhoog. Billy Cowley, wat tans nog 'n kankerstryd in die gesig staar, sal saam met 3 ander deelnemers vergesel word in 'n poging om 6000 linte oor 'n tydperk van 8 uur aan 'n motor vas te maak. Elke lint dra die naam van 'n kankeroorlewende.
I was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in April. This is actually my second time. In 2018 I had stage 3 melanoma, so I've been clean for 18 years and with a big shock I was diagnosed now again with stage 4 colon cancer. So for me it was just something that I said I want to give back to other people, even if it's my last act I can do on earth.
Die rekordpoging sal môre by Renault Silver Lakes plaasvind. In 2020 het Cowley opslag gemaak deur te probeer om 'n rekord op te stel vir die verbruik van die meeste maaltyd in minder as 'n minuut. Action al September, meer nuus om 12:00.